Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival. We're here at the Giornata degli Autori with Martina Dlabajova from Czech Republic, member of the EU Parliament and vice chair of the Budget Control Committee. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you deal with money and with numbers and with financing, and doesn't seem to be that close to what we're doing here at the Film Festival, but actually it is a lot.
Absolutely, because I think to do a culture and to do a good culture, you need some money sometimes, don't you?
Well, even more than some. You are very interested in and supporting of initiative for young people and to helping young people. And in this case, we are here talking about the Lux Prize with and the 28, which is this program helping to make blossoming new film critics. Which are the main issues that, on your opinion, we have to face in Europe culturally wise now in terms of development of new politics helping culture? Because the main problem is that in Europe we have a crisis. A lot of countries, of European countries, have crisis, and what you know that when a crisis comes, culture is the first one to fall.
Well, you know, first of all, I think that we should admit that culture is a real policy and should be a real goal, putting Europe together, putting different countries together, and where to start elsewhere than starting from young people. This is why I support so actively this initiative, because I think that young people are our future generation. We have to teach them our values, and maybe it's much more easy through culture than through school lessons or through some, let's say, some hard teaching. So culture is like very good instrument, and film especially, to teach people good values and principles of Europe.
Culture is a wide concept. I mean, it includes everything that is an art form, and not only art, but also education is part of the culture. How do you think that we should act in order not to lose what we got so far, facing the new generation in terms to let them be more interested? Because this is what I see around, is that younger people get less and less interested, generally speaking, into culture, besides a very few of them, like the 28 here. So don't you think it's a general...
Well, this is interesting because, you know, my priority in European Parliament is youth employment. Mm-hmm. So I work a lot with young people, especially young people between 18 and 25 years of age. I'm doing a lot of projects for them. And I am very positively surprised of the high level of culture of young people, how they really pay attention to culture, in generally speaking. So my impression is different.
It's different.
But of course, it depends who you meet and how you meet these people. But I must say that I'm very optimistic about our future generation and about what we are doing for them. So maybe the best thing we can do as politicians is really to facilitate this kind of meetings, this kind of events, to put young people together. And you know, one big thing I am working right now in European Parliament on, and I think it's very important, to allow young people still to travel, to study abroad, to work abroad, so to keep this mobility, this free movement of young people in Europe, because only traveling and meeting each other and talking different languages, they can really bring this added value to the culture.
Yeah, you're totally right, because we need to keep the principles of European community alive, because the freedom of movement, freedom of working all over the place was like one of the first pillars of...
Exactly, and you are talking with somebody who 25 years ago couldn't travel and couldn't study abroad. At the end, I succeeded to study in Italy, to travel abroad and being in the European Parliament. So I think this is like our best heredity we should give to young people, because that's something that we have to teach them. You are free to travel, you are free to study abroad, and this is something that we should have the same value as the culture in general. So I'm working on so different projects, like for example I started intergroup of creative industries in the European Parliament, because you can imagine that sometimes creative industries cannot be just in a frame of industry or in frame of culture. So you have to create a transversal attention of different politicians. Somebody has to put the money, as you rightly said. Somebody has to put innovation, cultural part, but it's industry as well. It's entrepreneurship. So I'm trying to teach young people entrepreneurial behavior as well, entrepreneurial skills. And we are now working on new skills agenda, in Europe, okay. Which will be, by the way, it's just voted in these weeks in European Parliament, and I was the reporter. And we are talking a lot about general cultural skills for future generation. So not only digital skills, but general cultural skills for young people. So let's do it together.
Oh, we should. Well, thank you very much to Martina Dlabajova from Czech Republic, the Vice Chair of the Budgetary Control Committee of the European Community. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.